Let us bring in Mike Causey and talk sports. And there is one position left for the postseason. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
My dog had two teeth pulled yesterday. Oh, one of my dogs.
He was jealous of you.
Oh, well, it took it about, poor dog came home at last night at like 7 o'clock and just didn't move all morning, all night long. Whimpering. It's one of those things, what can you do? You can't do anything until the next day where you can give him medicine.
Yep.
So I did not sleep well last night, I can tell you that. I was up and down checking on the dog all night long.
But we
are down to one race, and that involves the American League wild card, Oakland, Tampa Bay, and Cleveland. And it really looks like Oakland and Tampa Bay, to me, have almost a lock on this.
Yeah, big loss yesterday for the Indians against the White Sox hurt them a lot. So one game at this stage of the season means a lot.
And Tampa Bay has been doing what they've had to do, which is win, 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 win. And if you win, you don't have to worry what anybody else does.
No, they don't have an easy route. They had to play the Yankees twice this week, and they beat them both times. The Yankees only scored one run in two games.
Yeah, good pitching.
Last night they were no hit through five. And finished up only getting one hit, striking out 16 times.
Good pitching. Yeah,
like we said with Stanton, what are you going to do with Stanton? He struck out four times yesterday. The Yankees struck out 16 times yesterday in between Stanton and Judge. There's seven strikeouts right there. Yeah. Judge is not hitting well. This lineup is picking a bad time to hit a slump because next week is the playoffs. Gregorius is hitting .240. Torres is down to .279. Judge is hitting .270. Their lineup is in a tailspin right now, and they're only going to see better pitcher. They're not going to be playing the Orioles next week. So the Yankees need to wake up and wake up fast. Last night they looked absolutely terrible.
All right, over in the National League, it's all set.
Yeah, it's an amazing job that the Brewers did.
Unbelievable, losing their star player, and over the last 10 games, they're 9-1.
They could have went in the tank, and they didn't. They're only a game and a half from catching the Cardinals, which it's not impossible. The Cardinals have three games to go, and the Brewers have four. So this weekend is going to tell. If the Cardinals, who haven't been playing really good, continue to slump, and the Brewers keep winning, the Cardinals might fall into the wild card. It's not probable, but there's a chance there. There's a real chance there. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Brewers can catch the Cardinals and if the Indians can somehow scrape themselves back into position.
All right, and the Mets will finish above .500 this year. They got their 83rd win last night, but they are eliminated.
Yeah, it's a Too much inconsistency through the year cost the Mets, especially in their bullpen.
They have a potentially bright future, though. They really do.
No, this is the mistake that they made four years ago.
They have to add to it.
World Series, standing pat. They got to go out and make moves. They can't stay with what they got.
No, but all I'm saying is they've got a foundation now that they can make those moves.
Yeah, they got the foundation of the house. Yeah. Now, do they want to use pine or do they want to use flake board to build the rest of it?
That's it. That's exactly right. Now they have to go out and build on what they have.
They need a third baseman. They need a first baseman. They need relief pitching. They need a center fielder. Conforto disappeared the last month of the season. So the Mets saw this month who can produce under pressure. Who can't, who needs to move, and what they need to get. Now it's up to them to do it.
Yep.
If they will, they got a shot. If they don't, same old Mets, different year. And talk about same old, the Astros are on fire. Huh. Another shutout last night against Seattle, 3-0.
Pretty amazing stuff there.
Strong pitch and wins championships. They got it. There's 60 games over .500.
It's amazing. Amazing.
Now they have a 2.5 game lead over the Yankees for that spot for the best record in baseball. So unless there's a total collapse and the Yankees somehow find their bats for the last three games of the season, all roads go through Houston.
All right. In football, we have to pick tonight.
Yeah, not too bad a game tonight, I don't think.
Green Bay and Philadelphia. Where is it being played?
It's being played in Green Bay.
I'll take Green Bay.
I got Green Bay.
Yeah, I'll take Green Bay. We'll have to see what happens, but that's what I've got for that. All right.
You'll be happy if Green Bay wins in more ways than one. It makes the Eagles 1-3.
It doesn't matter. Listen, I'm just happy that the Giants have a quarterback that they could, if he stays healthy, and we'll see what he does the rest of the year. But you know, he's going to make his rookie mistakes. But you can the quarterback thing is behind now. Now they can work on the secondary and the middle linebacking for the defense. But that's what all I'm happy about. So hey, Mike, if they win, so you know, before last week, 2 weeks ago on Facebook, somebody asked me if they thought the Giants would win 8 games. And I sent back to them, well, it all depends. Is it 1 or 2 seasons? I mean, the best they're going to do this year, the absolute best they're going to do, unless something really crazy happens, absolute best is 5 wins.
Maybe. I agree. I think anything over 4 would be a tremendous season. Because you got to remember, their running back's out for 2 months.
The running backs out for 2 months.
Now you got a rookie quarterback. You have no running game.
And they don't.
So the defenses are going to drop 8. They're going to see what's going to happen because they're not going to respect the Giant running game at all because they don't have one now.
And they don't get their other receivers back until next week, not this week, but next week. So I look at 5 wins. Anything more than 5, or 5 or better, and I want to see how the quarterback plays the rest of the year.
It's just, I mean, you listen to, I don't consider ourselves the media. You listen to the media, and after the quarterback's performance last Sunday, you got to hear the far-fetched expectations they have of this guy. They're out of their minds.
Yeah.
They were a missed field goal from losing. The kid played good.
Yeah, but
he played real good. He did a lot of things that Eli Manning can't do anymore. So it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But this guy's not an all-pro quarterback yet. He's far from it. They're so quick to make judgments nowadays.
Yeah.
Nobody can wait and see how things work out. They can't wait. They have to make an instantaneous judgment of, oh, the guy's no good, or the guy's in the Hall of Fame. He played one game.
Yeah.
See what happens. The same people that were blowing his trumpet last week, if he throws 4 picks this week and the Giants get smashed, they're going to say they need to draft another quarterback.
I figured that they couldn't have picked 2 better teams to come for him to come in against, Tampa Bay and Washington. Both teams have problems on defense, and both problems have their quarterbacks are inconsistent. So
let the guy play, see what he can do. That's all.
Like you said,
5 games is a good season for the Giants. If this kid can win you 5 games this year, it's not too bad.
How many
games did the Jet quarterback win last year?
Yeah. And if he stays healthy, and you can see him grow over the course of the year, that's what's going to make the Giants watchable for any true Giant fan this year.
What year is this?
2019.
Let me know in 2021 how he's doing.
Yeah, or the middle of 2020 even. But we got to see what
happens. After 2 seasons, let me know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, a week, a month, 2 months. A year doesn't make a quarterback. Let's see what he does over 2 years.
Who said it about the guy from Kansas City, Mahomes? What's his name? The quarterback for Kansas City.
Mahomes is the quarterback for Kansas City.
I think I forget who said it. It was Troy Aikman. That they asked him about Mahomes being the best quarterback, and Troy Aikman said, "How many rings does he have?"
Yeah.
Talk to me when he gets a ring.
I mean, that's the measuring stick.
Talk to me when he gets a ring.
Yeah, I mean, everybody throws Marino slack. He never won. I mean, he was in the first year he played, he was in the Super Bowl against the 49ers. And he got beat up. And they said, oh, the Dolphins are going to be in the Super Bowl. They never made it back. Was it his fault?
Nope.
No. But, I mean, that's the measuring stick of a champion. Dan Fouts and Marino were great quarterbacks. But these other guys that won 4 and 5, you got to look at them in a different light than you look at those two guys. Even as good as Fouts and Marino were. And put it this way, if Fouts and Marino played in this kind of football, they'd probably throw for 500 or 600 yards a game.
Yeah. So, but Aikman wasn't being snotty. He was just, you know, hey, you know, talk to me when he gets a ring.
No, that's true.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow when we can talk some racing and some more football and some more baseball.
You got it. Have a great day.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.